Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with questions and answers for the American Family Farmer. This program focuses on the family farm, farm initiatives, food and family connections, all that good stuff. And thinking about farm initiatives, I want to bring you up to date on the latest with the right to farm. The first part of the program I like to devote to news, and there are a couple of stories this week that I think deserve our attention. One of them is the fact the Oklahoma Supreme Court has let stand the right to farm. There was a challenge, and you'd wonder, in a state like Oklahoma, where did that come from? Why would there be voters were considering the right to farm ballot initiative, and it passed, but then there were some of the members of the high court that said that there needed to be a challenge to this, so that's what there was. There was a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the proposal, and this has been going on for about a year. The governor there issued an order placing the matter on the ballot, but then it's been really been sticky. And one wonders, in, as I said, the state of Oklahoma, why would there be a question about the right to farm? Maybe it's because things have changed. Oklahoma's a pretty good example. Texas is as well. How the demographics are changing and how people just don't know or relate to what's going on the farm. I know in my community here in Massachusetts, where we have the right to farm bylaw that's a state law, and I got it codified in our town meeting because there aren't many farms left. People buy property around the farms. They think it's great, the bucolic views, etc. But then when you go to spread manure on the farm on Sunday afternoon, they don't like it. So then there have been challenges to these sorts of things, and they always lose. And so in Oklahoma, the court they looked at the potential challengers, and they told them that because this was a ballot initiative that had been passed and was passed by the legislature, the measure calling for support for the farmer in ways that, you know, hadn't been. Who would have thought 15, 20 years ago that people actually want to put farms out of business because they didn't like the noise, they didn't like the smell, they didn't like seeing the animals, yada, yada, yada. It is a great protection, but it is, on the other side, to be used wisely. I think that one of the things that people get upset about, odors from the manure is an example. The people who don't get it are people who are not from farm areas. They go into these places because they're beautiful homes and beautiful open fields and that sort of stuff. But neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, and this is what happened in Framingham, I've had some confrontations with people here, but more than anything else, we have to learn how to live together. And that's, you know, a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well. And they can, some of the neighbors are frustrated and they have hard feelings about the farm. I've been involved in a suit. I had permission to grow cannabis on my farm and got involved in a 2.5-year lawsuit, which eventually I won. But it was because of the, if you will, lack of understanding or the lack of tolerance. These people love living with a farm next door and they think it's going to stay that way forever. And unfortunately, with my challenges, it was either do a cannabis grow to pay the mortgage off or put houses on it. And the house thing, that's not why I've worked decades to keep the farm open. It meant something to me. But the neighbors, these few neighbors, they just didn't want to hear it. They don't want to know. It's, you know, they're worried about what happens to the wildlife that wanders around the farm and stuff like that. That actually is pretty irrelevant because if you're going to put 179 houses on a farm, there ain't going to be any wildlife left. So here, anyway, I'm talking about my own circumstances. One of the things that is important to know, I guess to have, is the definition of being a nuisance. And so now that most states have passed the right to farm legislation, the concern came as suburbia moved out into our farming regions, the misunderstanding, and perhaps the balancing of rights. You know, it's kind of, I use it, I equate it to people moving into a neighborhood near an airport. They knew the airport was there. The neighborhood was built after the airport was there. And they complain to the government because there's noise from planes. Hey, you bought the house next to the runway, so what did you think was going to happen? Same thing is true in farms. The right to farm is a great legal protection. And so the neighbor who's complaining about the smell or whatever it is, if they can't do anything about it, you know, you don't want to rub their noses in it necessarily. But involve yourself in conflict resolution, I think, as much as anything else. It kind of lowers the noise that's coming from the neighbors that don't understand. But the same token is that the right to farm bylaw is very important. Support it and live by it. That would be my advice to those of you who are very interested. If you don't have it in your community, get it there. That would be my advice. Also, advice about getting a good night's rest here from the American Family Farmer at a time when we're all challenged to get enough sleep. We're all in the business of getting up at dawn and working until dark. So when you go home and back to the house, you have your meal, you maybe watch a little TV, maybe you're too tired to go to bed, and you're not sleeping well. That could be because your mattress is old. It doesn't support you. And the pillows are lousy and all of the other things. So let's go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get in on the 30% off for the MyPillow coil mattress, if you will. The sheets, the fabulous Giza Dream sheets, two sets for the price of one, plus free shipping right now at MyPillow.com using that same promo code DJV. There are all kinds of other offers, guarantees galore. You can use any product in the catalog for 60 days. If you don't like it, you send it back, get your money back. That's a fabulous guarantee. One of the reasons they continue to be so successful at MyPillow and MyPillow.com. So check it out for yourself. Order, use the DJV code, discounts from 30 to 65% on all the merchandise. The application is different depending on what you're buying, but it's at least 30% off in the catalog at MyPillow.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Show, Doug Steffen here, continuing on now, introducing you to a fellow named Matthew Steinberg. Mr. Steinberg is here because he's sort of a local. I didn't know that he was, so I'm learning from my experiences trying to keep my farm going in Framingham, Massachusetts, with an idea, because there are local brewers, and maybe others of you around the country have experienced this, where brewers have come to you and said, let's grow this kind of grain because it would be good for my local brewing establishment. So Matthew is doing that with a company called Exhibit A, which is a brew, I was going to say service, a facility here again in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. And they've come to my attention because of what they're doing with local farmers. And I think that's really the story here, or at least in part it is. There's a great story behind this brewery. There's a great story, I think, Matthew, you'd agree, with all these microbreweries that have grown up. Is it the past 10 years, would you say, the past 20 years? How long have these microbreweries been a factor?
I mean, well, first, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on air with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
I've entered my 25th year of brewing professionally this year, so I'd like to say that it's been about 30 years. the last decade has seen some enormous growth in the small craft breweries.
Well, you know, you wonder where it all goes. I remember Jim Koch. I was doing a local Boston radio program, and somehow or other, he and I got connected. Has to be 30 years ago. I don't know, Sam Adams, but he kind of like you and many of the other ones. In Framingham, we have another brewery that's run by three brothers, Jack's Abbey, and it started in the building where you are now. And it just, you know, you look around and you see all these things emerging. Did it start with Coke? You know who Coke is, and Samuel Adams.
I do. Jim was, you know, he's kind of like what people would say is the grandfather, great uncle of what we're doing here, along with Ken Grossman from Sierra Nevada out in California. And, I don't know Jim well personally, but I've certainly worked alongside him and have met him many times and have done events with him, as most of my colleagues have in this area. We all kind of look up to him in a way that rocks the industry who it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's the one who started, if you will, and look at what that's become. And maybe that's what you aspire to. Let's talk about what your aspirations are or what you are thinking, having done this for a number of years. It's a fascinating way for farmers to connect with another side of perhaps the forces of nature that use our products. So we continue on this week's American Family Farmer. We'll be right back.
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen here every week with an overview of what makes you, perhaps, with the potential to keep American family farms going. I'm all about the ideas that can be new and fresh, what's been done by other farmers, share those stories. And so when I saw this, I didn't really know, because I'm not somebody, I've got my friends who are in Framingham that are doing unusual things, but I don't necessarily know where the hops and the grains come from. Although I will tell you that when the other brewery here in Framingham, Matthew, we used to take all of the brewer's grain and feed it to my cows. And then it became so much that I couldn't use it anymore, and they gave it to somebody else. So I guess you and I have never talked about me using your brewer's grain for my cows. What do you do with? I think that's a question for all these brewers, large and small. What do you do with the brewer's grain?
Yeah, so we have a few waste products from our processes. Obviously, the brewer's grain is the big one. We also have yeast and hop material that we don't want to dump down the drain just because, just in an ecological reasoning, we choose not to. And we have a farm called Hidden Acre Farms. They're in Medway.
Yeah.
Dave is the farmer and owner there. Wonderful guy. He comes to our brewery basically every day of the week, Monday through Friday, and picks up the grain and any hop trube and other waste products that we could send to him. And he uses it either for feed for his cattle or pigs and also for composting in his field.
Yeah, right.
I'm certainly happy to talk to you about some brewer's grain at your farm. I think when we first started, we were working with a farmer that was recommended to us by Jax.
Right.
At the time, and you know, just time goes by. We've grown. We're disposing of about 6,000 to 8,000 pounds every 3 to 4 days of dry weight of brewer's grain. So it's a fair amount.
Well, having a reliable
farmer is key.
Yeah, the reason I bring it up in part isn't necessarily for my own benefit, but to give people ideas. Once again, there are a lot of farmers, a lot of dairy guys, and people who are raising beef as well, who are concerned, but more dairy farmers, the content of grain these days, what's in grain that's fed the cattle that are mostly milking, is not to the animal's best. It's good for increased milk production, but it's not necessarily good for the animals. And I found this out the hard way. We all experiment with stuff. And for those of you who have fed a lot of grain to your dairy animals over the years, and you've noticed that there were a lot of problems with the hoofs, and maybe you didn't put two and two together, I never did until I stopped serving grain to my cows. I never pushed. I had a Jersey herd that I was milking. You may have heard we used to sell a lot of raw milk up on the farm, which is in the same town where your brewery is. And I stopped when I ran into lots of different kinds of problems 6 or 7 years ago. Now I just raised Jersey replacement heifers there. But I will tell you that when I stopped serving grain because I didn't want to push the cows, the feet problems gone. They were just eliminated because there was whatever was in the grain was contributing to laminitis and all kinds of other foot problems, and have to have the trimmer in at least once, twice a year. That's all gone when you don't use grain. So I decided to tepidly use some of the grains from the local breweries, not knowing what the impact would be. And I found that whatever you do to make beer takes out whatever is in the grain that's bad for the cows. So, voila, we have a win-win situation all the way around. Yeah, it's very cool. All right, so we got more stories to tell for sure, and inspiring ideas for farmers. That's the idea on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do not versus do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a subtle but profound difference between living your life by what to do versus what not to do. Do nots have their place as much as the do's, but the do nots concentrate on the negative, where the do's concentrate on the positive. Sure, there are lots of things we probably shouldn't do, but it's also extremely wise to focus on the things that you should do. In either case, in life, it's definitely important to understand the difference between the two fundamental philosophies. And it's important to understand how each influences you. Do take time to understand that. For something else great to do, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with football legend Ray Lewis.
That's the sound of your KFC chicken sandwich order. That's what happens next. Your chicken is Kentucky Fried to order. And that's the sound of your chicken being put on a brioche bun. Brioche buns don't make a lot of noise. Then we add sauce and pickles and serve your sandwich to you piping hot. Order the KFC chicken sandwich. It's Kentucky Fried to order on the KFC app or at KFC.com. At participating locations, prices may vary.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A bipartisan group of senators will formally launch immigration talks on Thursday. The move comes as border control policy Title 42 is set to expire and states like Texas implement their own policies to secure their border. The Hill reports instead of trying to craft an agreement from scratch, the group is going to use already introduced immigration-related bills to try to assemble a package. Europe is ready to move on from COVID-19. The European Commission announced on Wednesday that the bloc would move away from its emergency phase of the pandemic. The commission called upon the EU to increase vaccination, monitor COVID-19 testing, and evaluate travel rules and treatment. People paid their respects at the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday to mourn the loss of the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The union representing law enforcement in Grand Rapids, Michigan is defending the officer who shot Patrick Leoya after video showed him resisting arrest and reaching for the officer's taser. The Grand Rapids Police Officers Association says Leoya's death is tragic, but it also said officers have a legal right to protect themselves and the community in a volatile situation. Tennessee lawmakers are taking a stand against those who drink, then get behind the wheel.
A Tennessee bill requiring drunk drivers in a deadly crash to pay child support if the victim was a parent is one step closer to becoming a reality. Cecilia Williams, who is now raising her grandchildren after losing her son to a drunk driver, believes drunk drivers who have killed someone in a crash can afford to pay up.
If you can afford to go out and drink and drive all the time, and you can afford to take that possibility of killing someone, then you can afford the consequences that are set ahead.
The Tennessee House and Senate have passed a bill that would have the driver paying the restitution until each child reaches 18 and has graduated from high school. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Republicans are introducing a bill aimed at stopping President Joe Biden from canceling student loan debt. The legislation states the executive branch abused its authority to pause student loan payments during the COVID-19 pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into like an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Farmer program. Matthew Steinberg is here. He runs Exhibit A Brewing in Framingham, Massachusetts. You can go to their website, exhibit-a-brewing.com, to get an idea of what they're doing, how they're doing it, how farmers... Have you ever come across a farm, Matthew, that has been brewing beer as well? Are there such places as farms? We all know about milk being sold on the farm, but are there any farmers that have a brewing tub,
yeah,
whatever you call the process.
Absolutely. There's many, many farms that brew beer throughout the country. There's a great one in Connecticut, actually, called Kent Falls Brewing Company. They have a working farm with a little bit of livestock and some growing, and some, they grow hops, they grow, I think, a few other like vegetable kind of things. But they have chickens and pigs and things like that, and that's a working farm. There's Outland Farm Brewery up in Maine, and they also are a working farm and brewery. It's actually a fairly, you know, kind of common connection between the farmer and the brewer, which is, you know, obviously we're using agricultural products, so that makes sense. There's also a new brewery that opened up at a hop farm in Northfield, Massachusetts, called Four Star Farm and Brewery, and they're a hop farmer. They grow about 17 acres of hops and provide hop products for the local market. And their brewery just opened, I think, actually, like, during the pandemic here, like within the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely something that's happening. There's a lot of breweries that are in farming environments, whether they're actually farming or not, I think is, you know, on an individual basis. I know that up in New Hampshire, in Hampton, there's a brewery called Throwback, and they are a real farm with vegetables, and they have a restaurant where they make food from their foraged items that they grow, and also they're a brewery.
You know, and that reminds me, there are also, now as you're challenging me to think about other experiences and stories and places I've been, in Berlin, Massachusetts, there's a farm that's a winery. Do you know that place? I'm trying to remember what the name of it
is. I mean, is that Neshoba Brook?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is, Neshoba Brook. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are farms that then, and there are a couple of more out in that neck of the woods that have vineyards, and they also, you know, they're making wine, but they also are raising animals, and they have a big, there's one farm that has a really big vegetable season that also is growing and making its own wine. So, again, the idea here is to give people inspiration and ideas. What can you do on your farm that you're not doing now that maybe you can? What can you do that your farm will adapt well to? And in some circumstances, growing grains ought to be as easy as growing hay, right? I mean, I'm thinking about it. What more do you have to do? I spread my compost out in the field and plant the hay seeds. So I might as well plant these kinds, you know, the same sort of brew grain that you have. And there's some that has been developed just for you, or you found them. I know that a lot of the grains you're using are grown along the Connecticut River Valley. So have you been able to pick the grains that you want, the things that you can use to brew your beer? Do you pick them?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, yes. I mean, so just to be clear, we do use a wide variety of barley, wheat, rye, and different cereal grains in our beers, coming from actually all over the world, Germany, mm-hmm. England. But we've, you know, since we opened, one of our big focuses was trying to source as much of this locally as we can. And our partners in that are Valley Malt, and Valley Malt in Hadley in Holyoke, Massachusetts, is a malt maltster. They work directly with farmers to get cereal grains for the use for brewing, distilling, as well as baking, because they're also a miller as well, so they make flour.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Under their company called Ground Up Grains. And the interesting part of that you know, the interesting and value there with the partnership with Valley Malt and Exhibit A is that we do kind of get to pick our grains, and in the sense of, like, I've described to Andrea and Chris, the owners there at Valley Malt, like, this is what we're trying to do, this is what we want, these are the flavor components that we're looking for, what do you have, and what can we develop if you don't have it? And we've worked with them directly for the last 6 years, getting those grains where we want them, making the malt exactly how we want it, and we have a variety of grains from them that are not necessarily specific to us, but certainly are specific to our needs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's not necessarily something that's just exclusive to my brewery. And, in fact, many of my friends' breweries are using these grains as well. The big one for us that we've been super proud of using is Warthog Wheat, which is a red wheat that's grown by Tor Oshner and his family farm at his family farm in Newfield, New York, and we are one of the largest users of Warthog wheat in Massachusetts. It goes in almost every beer that we make, and it's a beautiful product that we are super proud to use, and that's their specialty. Tor and his farming crew over there, that's what they do. They grow that wheat, and they are the best at it, as far as I can tell.
How do you decide what the audience or what your customers are going to want? How do you know what will these, which of these greens grains is going to make the right, have the right combo in it to have a tasty beer that people are going to enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, one of the biggest challenges of making anything that's consumable. It's a, it, on a subjective nature, someone's going to like it and someone isn't, you know. And one of, I think, one of my skills is certainly designing beers from raw material. So I've gotten pretty good at understanding what the consumer wants and what I want, and somehow I meet them right in the middle. And it's really important for me to obviously be super proud of not only the raw materials we're using, the processes that we use, the people that are in the brewery with me for making these beers. But really, it's the, that big moment when a consumer brings it to their lips and they have that smile and they're like, oh, this is great. I love this.
That tastes good.
Kind of the, that's the part that, that really matters, you know. And what I would like to say is I tend to use music as a analogy, if you will. But how does a songwriter know that it's going to resonate with the fan? We really don't. You know, you can feel it, you can think it's going to resonate, but you won't know until it's ready.
Well, but there's a lot of experience based, and this is an experience based circumstance, it would seem to me. Hold on for a second. Continuing in a few more minutes with Matthew Steinberg from Exhibit A Brewing, their website, exhibit-a-brewing.com, something for you to check out. Drinking a lot of beer can put a lot of weight on you. That's probably the only negative here to all this discussion about beer. People are getting thirsty. Hey, let's have a can of beer. Let's have a bottle of beer. Let's have some tap. Well, the weight loss stories that come, I'm not suggesting that beer is the only way you put on weight. And if you drink responsibly, you're probably not going to put on any weight. But the whole problem of weight, weight loss, weight gain is exacerbated because people do get onto programs. They do lose weight. They are successful in losing. And then they go back to their evil ways and they start putting the weight back on again. And so what do you do about that? Well, I'm going to send you to a website called toploss.com, which is the home of Calitrin. And Calitrin is a 25-year product. It's been around 25 years. Doctor, 3 years nurses were treating people for obesity, and they came across this formula, which is all natural, which is just perfection. Aloe vera, collagen proteins, digestive enzymes all put together to help your body repair and rebuild after you've lost the weight, especially if you do a crash diet sort of thing, a lot of exercise. It's good to get the weight off, but then keeping it off and getting your body back into shape, that's why you choose Calitrin. Right now, for the end of, until the end of the month, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary, so $25 off a 90-day supply of Calitrin, the all-natural way, the only all-natural way to lose that weight and keep it off. So celebrate with them. Celebrate your success. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code, which will give you free shipping and that $25 off. Product fabulous. And usage and success also fabulous. Check it out for yourself so you'll feel good about losing the weight and keeping it off. Go to toploss.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
Back with Matthew Steinberg here on the American Family Farmer Program, originating on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. My labor of love is the farm and keeping it as a farm. And also, I'm very proud of what has gone on in my community, a very diverse community. And I think Matthew Steinberg is helping that, because there are a lot of small businesses that have gotten started here. And you have, the sky's the limit, I suppose. We were talking about Jim Koch. What are your aspirations? What are you, you've been doing this for 25 years. So does your mother say, okay, Matthew, what are you going to do when you grow up?
Yeah, they did. Both my parents did that. I mean, my aspirations are to build and maintain a stable company that profits and pays our people well and contributes to the community in a positive way. Supporting obviously local farms is a big part of it, but also giving back to the community and having a place that provides a safe and diverse, you know, place to visit and also to think about when you're supporting us in the market. You know, we do sell our beer in throughout Massachusetts as well as the rest of New England, except for Connecticut. We also sell beer in Japan and California.
Really?
In Virginia, yeah.
How'd you open up a market in those other countries? How'd that happen?
Yeah, Japan was kind of random. Like they came to us and said, "Hey, we're starting this company called Drink Duffers, and we're going to be providing the cities with these vending machines that are chilled like a soda machine, and that's how they sell our beer."
I can just see that now. We'll have vending machines for beer. Now that sounds like that isn't even legal in Massachusetts, is it, or in America anywhere?
I don't think so. I don't know, but they certainly love it in Tokyo, I'll tell you that. So,
I wouldn't have even thought about it. Beer and the Japanese people just don't seem to go together. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, the young clientele, that 25 to 35-year-old Japanese people are big-time supporting the American craft beer.
They like American everything, I think, at that age, don't they?
Probably.
Because the Second World War is kind of worn off. The grandparents and parents that remember, perhaps with a little anxiety, what happened in World War II, that's all gone now. The universality of the world being so small, and they don't have the land to grow stuff like this, so they're looking around, and America has become well known. You'd think, you know, is it ever compared with like what happens in Germany or Austria? Because I know there were a lot of some of these breweries in the Alps that used to, I don't know if they still do, used to have an impact.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We try to just focus on what we're doing. I'm not exactly sure what's going on over there,
You are doing well. You got local grain, a lot of notoriety, and what I would like, I'm not a beer drinker, but I would like, if you could find a blueberry-based beer, maybe I'd drink it. I like the fruity stuff. Huh?
Yeah, there are. We do a fruited beer right now. It's got passion fruit, pink guava, and orange juice.
Oh, all right. Maybe I'll have a little, because it's good when you're in the hayfield in the summertime, have something like that to quench your thirst, if you will. So a lot to be learned. Matthew, thank you for being here telling us the story of Exhibit A Brewing. Again, the website, exhibit-a-brewing.com. Matthew Steinberg here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I'm an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster. Been around the farm, been around cows all my... I just sounded like a New Englander, a fan. I've been around the farm. I have been around the farm and love still being around the farm. I don't know what my life would be like, frankly, if I didn't have the farm, didn't have the animals, didn't have the tractors, didn't have the people that I work with. And at this time of year, it's kind of fun because there are a lot of auctions that I find to be very important part of the community of agriculture. And all of the stories that we tell on the American Family Farmer are available sort of in abbreviated form in our podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So just go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can see the podcast. You can see the highlights of the programs, discussions, etc. Go back years and years and years. A lot of questions come from people who want some answers. So you can look at the title, the information that's in the podcast, and grab onto it and enjoy listening to it every week. It's new at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This portion of the program is usually left to me and my thoughts, my opinions about things. And my thought this week goes to springtime and ice cream. I have been selling ice cream on my farm for a long, long time. Used to make it myself when I was milking. Don't anymore. Finding good ice cream is one of the challenges. This past weekend, I went to a new purveyor, a fellow that's been in the dairy business. His family is in, I think, the sixth or seventh generation of making ice cream and milk and things that people really are, if you'll pardon the pun, thirsting for. Good local quality,
good taste, just good ingredients. And so as I think about this time of year and what we do at this time of year and what we can't, unless we're in dairy, it's probably not a lot to sell if you're north of the Mason-Dixon line, but that's changing. A lot of people are selling plants and flowers and that sort of thing, maybe compost. I've gotten quite a large composting operation going on my farm, and the stuff's being bagged and sold, and it really is being well received because it's great stuff. And so there are, you know, the whole business about what's going on in the pastures. I pasture my cows, 100% grass-fed, all of them are. And that's what more people who are looking for good dairy are looking for from dairy farmers. This is a great way to produce the desirable milk and ice cream and cheeses that are such an important factor in what you deliver to your consumers. They can get crap in the store. They don't need your stuff. I shouldn't say all the milk in the store. There's some people, local dairies that do have inroads to some of the grocery store chains that are smart enough to feature local. But if they don't, then I can guarantee you that whatever people who are drinking the milk that doesn't come from you and your farm or from local farms is pretty much crap, especially with the consolidation more and more of the sources of processing. So I guess going back to where I am at this time of year, thinking about the quality index of the products and how it's so much fun to see the cows out in the pasture, the grass, the benchmarking of the quality of the grass-fed milk. You really can taste the difference. And you can do that. This fellow I went to visit at the ice cream plant, there's so much difference in the quality of the local ice cream. I can, again, almost guarantee you that locally produced ice cream is going to be better than anything you can find in any grocery store anywhere, unless they are focusing on the local producers. Ben & Jerry's used to be a great brand. Not so much anymore, because they sold out to some big company, and they've kind of watered down the quality of the ice cream. It's still okay, but it's not like it was. And that happens with a lot of things. Local regional brands, like here in New England, it was the Friendly Ice Cream Company that had everybody talking about how great their ice cream was in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. And the family sold out, and the quality of the ice cream went down, and it keeps going down and down, as does the quality of pretty much everything. And so it was kind of a farm family thing. The people that started Friendly Ice Cream were from farm families, and they had a dairy. And, you know, it became a restaurant chain, and now the quality is awful. And so I just think that if you are going through this making ice cream, you're producing local milk, you should be crowing about that. There should be news, local news channels and newspapers or online sources of news telling your story. And if they aren't, you should be doing something about it. That would be my advice. Make a lot of noise about your product, because I'm sure it's good and people want to know about it. That's the situation here this week on the American Family Farmer.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.